So, here we are for another episode of Things I Care About. This is episode 4, after yesterday's adventure on recording outside. I am back at home, and yeah, so sound should be better today, at least. Okay, themes for today. The theme, only one for today, is animal suicide. Yep, sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, we all know reports of whales and dolphins and other fish and squids sometimes that apparently kill themselves, or at least try. Usually humans try to avoid suicide when it's whales or dolphins, that big animals. We don't care when squid try to kill themselves, but whales, especially, it usually happens with the pilot whales. That is a small species, and yeah, they just go to land and give up. And it's really difficult, even when people try to get them back to sea, they just don't want to. They want to die. And yeah, that is fairly common. We've all seen it on TV. But yesterday I found two cases that are a little more uncommon. First one is with cows. Yeah, apparently cows kill themselves too. I found a report of suicidal cows, and this should be happy cows. They live in the Alps in Switzerland, and we all see the chocolate ads. They are all walking in green fields and eating grass, and that's cow. That's a cow life. They should be happy. But for some reason, in a small village in Switzerland, they actually did this 3 days in a row. They decided to kill themselves and just walk out of a cliff. There they were, grazing like cows do, and I think one cow must have said, "I've had enough. I just had enough of this. This grass is not for me," and just walked over to a cliff and killed itself. And another cow must have thought that was a very good idea and followed her. And then another, and then another. And in 3 days, well, 28 cows had jumped to what was, well, base jumping without parachutes. It's, well, no one could explain it, and I guess people then took action to, well, cows are worth money, so having them kill themselves is not a very good thing. So yeah, they stopped the cows from killing themselves, but I would think, of all places cows live, Switzerland is very, very good. So yeah, how could a cow be depressed there? Was there no entertaining? They needed more nightlife, I guess. Make them a cow club. Give them something to dance, and yeah, that would make great milkshakes, by the way. Yeah, and people are this was 6 months ago, yeah, August. People were especially baffled because well, cows were born in the Alps, so they are used to cliffs. They live around cliffs their whole life, so it's not like, well, I don't know what's gonna happen if I give one more step. They know, they live there all their lives. So and they never kill themselves. And suddenly in 3 days, 28 of them do. It's weird. It's very weird. But not as weird as our second story of the day, which I will get to in a moment. And yeah, so suicidal cows. That's a shame. We all like milk and steak, particularly steak. So don't kill yourself. If you are tired, just walk to the nearest slaughterhouse and we will take care of you. Dear cows. So, after Switzerland, we go to Scotland, another place where animals seem to be tired of living. This time, though, it's not cows, it's dogs. Yep, suicidal dogs. And it's common, not common, but at least it's not unheard of, that sometimes when a dog is very tied to a person or another dog, sometimes, yeah, and if that link is broken, or because the person moves or dies or something like that, the dog will become very depressed and stop eating, stop walking, and eventually die. But yeah, that's not weird. That's just a sad dog. Weird is when a specific bridge in Scotland makes dogs jump out. They are crossing the bridge and suddenly they feel like jumping off of it. That's about it. That's the story. Since the 60s, there is reports of about 600. That's the number. 600 dogs that jump out of the bridge. Why? Good question. That specific bridge. And it's not like it's easy to just walk out of it. It's a stone bridge, very old, and it has they have to jump to the ledge and then jump down, or do the whole jump in one time if they can, if they are big enough to do it. So it's not like, oops, I slip. No, they actually jump out of the bridge on purpose for some weird reason. And there is even reports of like they're called second timers. That means the dog jumped off the bridge, survived, just to do the same thing all over again and kill themselves. It's one of the weirdest things I have ever read. And it's true because I found numerous reports of it being studied on the online, being studied by scientists that well, they studied if it was something they hear, something they smelled, and they cannot get to a specific cause for the trouble. But it does happen, so I would not let my dog, if I had one, go near that bridge. I read a report of a lady saying that a child became deeply traumatized by the event of seeing her little dog just climb the rail and, yeah, go for a swim. Not just for a swim, because it actually landed on rocks, which is not a good image. So I wouldn't walk below that bridge. It's not, unless you want to catch a falling dog, which shouldn't be easy. Yeah, I would stay clear. And even walking above it, yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to see suicidal dogs or cows. I prefer to stay clear of suicides in general, even people. So, yeah, there's speaking on suicidal people, there's a forest in Japan near the Fuji volcano where apparently, because of a book, a famous Japanese book, people where two of the characters commit suicide there, people chose that woods to commit suicide too. And there's actually very graphic pictures that I will not put on the blog because I mean graphic of hundreds of people that throughout the years went there to commit suicide. And yeah, they're scattered around, and people actually go there to scavenge the dead bodies that are hanged on the trees. Must make for a nice walk. Yeah. And the government now actually goes there every year to take the corpses out of the trees. Nice theme. I prefer thinking about suicidal dogs and cows and milkshakes and steak. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for a hopefully not so grim theme. I like weird things and dogs jumping out of the same breach for more than f 50 years now is certainly one of the greatest. So, if you are in Scotland and you have a dog you no longer want, I am kidding. Don't go make your dog throw himself out of the bridge. And yeah, I don't want shit with Peter, so it's a joke. So until tomorrow, that is all. Bye.